five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters! Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll see Tim Collins in action aboard the auxiliary fireboat, the Eustace T., which, you remember, Chief Cody has assigned Tim to place in readiness to meet any threat of fire along the waterfront or among the ships lying at anchor. But before we join Tim Collins, here's a message for you. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go aboard the auxiliary fireboat Eustace T., the powerful tugboat which has been refitted with pumps and hose outlets, deck pipes, and other firefighting equipment to serve as a floating fire engine. Not long ago, you remember, Tim Collins reported to Chief Cody.
The boys are catching on fast, Chief Cody.
Can you speed up that training schedule, Collins?
Oh, I can if you say so, Chief.
I think you'd better. We need fire protection along the waterfront. We want that fireboat ready, Collins, and I'm counting on you to see that we get it.
And Tim pitched in to ready the crew of the Eustace T for action, explaining to Captain Juckle.
Now, remember, Captain, 90% of the time your boat is a Eustace T, just one more tugboat.
What do you mean, one more tugboat? Why, she's the flagship. She's the powerfulest, tuggin'est towboat in the Tenacombe fleet.
I know. But when you get a call on that shortwave radio, when you hear that alarm from the fire...
Hey, that's the radio now.
Fire department calling engine 210. Fire department to engine 210.
What do I do now, Collins? What do I do?
Flip that lever, Captain.
This one?
That's right. I'll answer.
Engine 210. That's me. What do you want?
Fire department to engine 210. Testing. Testing. You hear me, 210.
Okay, fire department. I hear you.
That is all, 210. Sign off.
Huh?
Sign off, 210.
Oh, yeah. Engine 210, signing off.
That's the idea, Captain.
I did all right, eh?
You did fine. And look now, remember, when that radio box begins to squawk, you're not running a tugboat anymore. You're working engine 210.
Yeah, I get it. Engine 210, and she heads for the fire.
Yes, sirree. And in 5 minutes, Chief Cody will have a company of firemen aboard. Whether 210 is standing by at the docks, grappling a ship in midstream, or anywhere else you go in fire department service.
And in practice drill, Tim puts the crew of Engine 210 through their paces until they can clear ship for action in their sleep.
Clear ship! All right, Luby, you and Basil, hook up that 3.5-inch hose.
Scotty, stand by the engines.
Ready for the hose line, Captain?
No nozzles on the line. What's the matter, no nozzles?
Open butt, Captain. You don't need a nozzle when you want to flood the hull of a burning ship.
Then we're all set, huh?
Yep, sir. Let her go, Captain.
Let her go, Scotty! Give us the water!
And then, at last, comes Engine 210's first trial by fire. Tim's tour of duty aboard Captain Juckle's boat is almost done. He's driving home a few final points of instruction.
Now, remember...
Yeah?
A modern fire engine can pump 1,000 gallons of water a minute, feeding 4 lines of hose, maybe as many as 6. Along with the turret pipe.
And we can pump 10 times as much. Why, we got 10 outlets for hose, 2 turret pipes on the pilot house, and Big Bertha up in the bow. That makes 3.
Yes, and look out for Big Bertha, Captain. The stream from that pipe up forward there can knock down a brick wall.
Hey, what was that?
An explosion. Say, that sounded close to the waterfront, Juckle.
Close? It's right on the front.
Huh?
Look there.
What? Well, that ship at the dock.
That's a Lazy Jane loading grain at Pier 14.
Well, let's get over there, Juckle. There's a cloud of smoke pouring up from the hold.
Oh, there goes a piece of her deck. Scotty! Engine room! Give me full speed!
Yeah, that's spontaneous ignition, Captain. That grain draw dust in the hold has exploded.
Clear ship! Hold up that hose!
Fire department calling engine 210. Fire department.
Engine 210, standing by. This is Private Collins.
This is Chief Cody. Where are you, Collins?
Heading for Pier 14, Chief. Less than a quarter mile off.
Good work. Explosion in the hold of a grain ship, Collins. Tie up to the ship. We'll meet you at the fire company.
Right, Chief. But that second blast, it blew flame onto the big shed. The roof is blazing.
All right, Collins. You get to Pier 14. Fire department, signing off.
210 off. All right. I'll leave it to you to hook onto the Lazy Jane, Captain. That's your trade.
Okay. Engine slow. Stand by, Scotty. You men on deck. Stand by with those lines. I'll hold her against the Lazy Jane until he makes fast. Get those lines aboard. Heave. You are the Lazy Jane. Make this fast.
All secure, Captain. Now look, I'm going on deck. I'm going to get our hose lines aboard the Lazy Jane.
Scotty! Scotty, give us the plumb!
Okay, Collins, we got pressure. We'll give you water when you say the word.
All right. Open butts, men. We don't need nozzles. Hook up hose lines to all outlets and bend lines to the hose.
Collins, you there on 210.
Huh? Chief Cody?
Up here, Collins. Up on the ship. We need those lines.
Yes, sir. Coming up, sir. All right, ready, boys. There's our fire company up there with the chief. Right. Now heave those hand lines.
All right, back again. All set, Collins.
Right. Haul away.
Drop those lines down the hatches. Ready, Collins? Give us water.
Ready for water, Captain.
Let her go, boy.
Get back out of that steam. Company tour line. Get a line inside that deckhouse. Drive that fire back into the hole.
Collins, we can't take it.
What's the matter, Jocko? You're doing fine.
But the smoke. The smoke. And the heat.
That's firefighting, mister.
But the heat. It could set us afire. Our own self.
All right. Pick the small hoses, Jocko. Wet her down.
What you say? Wet her down. What do you mean? What do you mean, wet her down?
I mean, reduce the temperature on our own boat here. Order your crew to wet her down.
Now, why didn't I think of that?
All right. A curtain of water. That's right. Now keep a curtain of water playing over it.
Luby, Basil, break out the small hose. Jump to it, you monkeys. You want to see it catch fire?
Collins, is that you?
Chief Cody, how'd you get down?
I came down the lifeline, Collins. How's it going?
Jocko and his crew?
Yeah.
Oh, they're first rate, Chief. Like old hands at fighting fire.
Would you trust them to try a difficult maneuver?
Well, they aren't firemen, sir, but if it's anything I've trained them to do...
We'll take care of the firefighting, you and I.
Yes, sir.
But this calls for cool heads and good seamanship.
Yes, sir. Well, then, these are your men, Chief. Now, what's the plan?
Well, here's the size up, Collins.
Yes, sir.
Now, we've knocked down the fire above deck.
Uh-huh.
And those hose lines you sent aboard can take care of the blaze below in the hold.
Yes, sir, but the shed on the pier, Chief, why, that's... Well, it's at least a block long.
Yes,
and...
I know. And it's flaming out of control.
Out of control?
Yes.
Well, then the loading equipment, the grain storage, thousands of dollars worth, it's all doomed?
No, not yet. We've sealed it off with a curtain of water.
Good, sir.
Deck pipe, hose lines, everything the department could turn out is in use.
I see.
But that shed...
I see what you mean, sir. You can't spare lines to knock down the fire in the shed. And if you don't, the blaze will spread from that wooden roof.
Right. It could spread halfway across the town.
Yes, sir.
Collins, we've got to stop it.
Well, sir, we've got the power, sir. We've got the men. You just give us the plan.
Well, now, there's a situation for Chief Cody to meet. The burning grain ship may be saved, but fire has involved the wooden roof of the block-long shed on the pier. And there's a chance that fire may spread right into the heart of the city unless Tim Collins, acting in command of the tugboat known as Engine 210, can help the engines on shore knock that fire down. For Chief Cody's plan of action, a daring and violent piece of strategy, listen to our next true-to-life episode of
the Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody. And I want to tell you about a very common kind of fire hazard. That's the common match. The kind called the safety match. Those that strike only on the box are best. But some are so poorly made that they break when you strike them. And the heads fly off, spurting flame. So for protection against fire, be sure you know which kinds of matches are truly safety matches for use in your home. And remember, no match of any kind is safe in the hands of a small child. Well, that's all for now. You'll be hearing from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.